基于恩典。
Amazing grace.
请问什么叫做恩典？
And what is amazing grace?
到底我们能给恩典什么定义呢？
How can we define grace?
刚才我们在诗歌和在基督中间很多次提到恩典。
A while ago in our music, in our prayer, we talk about grace.
以弗所书有一句很重要的话。
Ephesians gave us an important word.
我相信大多数人都知道。
And I believe most of us know about this.
我们得救是本乎恩，因着信。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
我们是完完全全靠主的恩典来得救。
Because we are saved by grace completely.
完全无靠着行为。
It is not by works.
只是因着信，我们就得到恩典了。
But it is by faith in God that we are saved.
但是当我们信主有一段年日以后呢？
But sometime after we believe in Christ.
当然，咱就骨力读圣经、祈祷。
Naturally, we have to pursue the Lord and also read the Bible.
当然，咱就骨力去传福音、去侍奉。
And we are to go preach the gospel, serve the Lord.
咱真正容易啊，用行为来代替恩典。
And oftentimes we use our actions to replace the grace.
咱唔止要求家己啊，就做过较好。
Not only we push ourselves to do better, but we also demand others to do better. Naturally, there's a point in here.
但是恩典呢?
But then, where's grace? How do we believe the Lord more and more?
然后我们跟随耶稣。
And how can we follow the Lord?
当时完全放落家己。
And at the same time to give ourselves up.
知影唔是靠着我。
Knowing that it is not my own efforts.
你是完完全全靠着主耶稣。
But everything is according in trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
今日早起，我要跟恁来分享《路加福音》第十八章。
This morning we shall talk about Luke chapter 18.
我请你那是有圣经的，掀开路加十八章。
If you have Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 18.
咱在一方讲了路加第十章其中的一段。
Last night we talked about Luke chapter 10.
咱今日的要来看路加第十八章几章。
Today we shall talk about Luke chapter 18.
你现在应该已经知影《路加福音》的本段。
By this time, you should be aware the portions of the book of Luke.
所以第十章呢是跟随耶稣的头一章。
So in chapter 10 is the first chapter that talks about following Jesus.
今日咱要看第十八章是跟随耶稣的最尾一章。
And today we shall look at Luke chapter 18, which is the last chapter on following Jesus.
但是当你看圣经看第十八章的时咧
，But when you look at the Bible, which is at the chapter 18,
第十八章讲真侪代志啊。
There are many things mentioned here.
你若是看大标题咧
，And if you look at the outline,
有真侪代志记载拢放第十八章。
And there are many things that are recorded. It's in Luke chapter 18.
啊，我请你吼、整体。来看第十八章。
And let us look at Luke chapter 18 from a viewpoint.
啊，你唔通将伊拆开，拆个一地一地。
Let us not cut the chapter into small pieces.
你若是该拆个一地一地咧，可能你就会解错圣经啦。
Because if you cut this into small pieces, you could misinterpret the Bible.
第一段咧，第一节到第八节。
The first part is verses 1 to 8.
讲到一个。寡妇。
It talks about a widow.
第九节到十四节咧，讲自以为义的法利赛人。
In verses 9 to 14, it talks about the Pharisee who thinks he's so righteous.
15到17节讲，咱就亲像一个囡仔。
In verses 15 to 17, it tells us we should be like the children.
18-27,
in verses 18 to 27, it talks about a rich ruler who came to see Jesus.
Then 28-30,
and then in verses 28 to 30, it tells the disciples told Jesus, we have left our homes and followed you.
31-34, 主耶稣讲伊要来成就。
In verses 31 to 34, Jesus said, I came that everything would be accomplished.
35-43, 讲耶稣开一个痴迷的目睭。
And in verses 35-43, it tells about Jesus opening the eyes of a blind man.
其实18章唔应该停伫遮。
Actually, chapter 18 shouldn't have ended here.
应该刷落去19章的第一节到第十节。
It should have included Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10.
讲到一个正人混恶的税吏竟然得到救恩。
It talks about a person whom the people hated, about the tax collector.
所有的代志咧，要跟咱讲一个主题。
And all things tells us a central theme.
就是你就要靠主耶稣的恩典。
It tells us that we are to trust in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你唔通靠家己。
Do not trust in your own efforts.
你就要完完全全的来信靠君地主耶稣。
But you are to trust God completely.
只有伫安尼款的主题，你才有办法明白第十八章。
So we're given this theme that it is only in understanding this whole theme that we can understand chapter 18.
我盼望透过这一章，咱更加来明白基于恩典。
And I hope that through this chapter, we may understand more and more about what is amazing grace.
也是咱110周年的主题，也是咱退休会的主题。
Which is our the theme of our retreat here, and also the theme of our 110th anniversary.
18章的第一节。
In Luke chapter 18, verse 1.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祈祷，唔通黑心。
So it tells about Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they should always pray and not to lose heart.
当然，咱就要常常祈祷。
Naturally, we are to pray always.
并且拄着大艰苦的时咧，唔通黑心。
In fact, when we face great difficulties, we are not to lose heart.
但是当你刷落来读这段经文的时咧
，But as you read further，
你可能哦看到一个真大的问题啊。
You could have noticed a very big problem。
到底这个比喻是比喻什么咧
？We could think that what is this parable talking about？
这个主角咧到底是比喻什么人咧
？So this the main character here could be referring to who？
摩西来有一个官。无惊上帝，也无尊重圣灵。
It was mentioned here that in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man.
当福音书记载哦，亲像摩城内。
And in the gospel it is recorded that it happened in a certain city.
都表示讲哦，这个哦唔是历史啊。
And we can know that this is not history.
这个是一个比喻呢。
This is only an example.
迄个城内有一个寡妇上到伊遐。
And in that city, there's a widow who came to see this judge.
伊讲我有一个对头，求你予我伸冤呢。
And she kept coming to him, asking the judge, "I have an adversary."
伊真侪日啊无准，后来心来讲哦，我虽然无惊上帝，也无尊重圣灵，但是这个寡妇啊，逐日来吵我。我就予伊伸冤吧，免得伊常常来缠磨我。
So for many days, this judge refused to answer the request of this widow, though he thought to himself, I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps on pestering me, I have to give her justice. Otherwise, she will bear me down.
主讲恁听这个不义之官所讲的话。
And the Lord said, "Hear what the righteous judge say. What the unrighteous judge says."
上帝的选民，你明啊，何会伊？伊将连为因临了真侪时阵，敢无将救，何因伸冤吗
？It was mentioned here that And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them?
重点在第八节。
The important point can be found in verse 8.
我跟您讲，要紧紧的给因伸冤啦。但是临主来的时，拄到世上有信德的无？
And I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
主耶稣无可能啊，用一个不义的官来比如伊家己。
It is unthinkable. It is impossible that Jesus would compare himself to an unrighteous judge.
上帝啊，肯定唔是一个不义的官。
And God is not an unrighteous judge.
但是这段经文一方面教导咱特别常常祈祷。
In a way, this passage, this parable tells us that we should pray continuously.
并且在祈祷中间有信心啊，相信上帝定着垂听。
And as we pray, we must have the faith that God will listen to our prayer.
所以祈祷当然是对的啊。
And naturally, prayer is good.
但是有真侪人哦，就以为讲，你看我祈祷比你较侪。
And some would think that, look, I prayed more than you.
你用两点钟，我用四点钟啊。
You could have prayed for 2 hours. I prayed for 4 hours.
到底特别祈祷偌侪才算足够咧
？So we could say, how long should we pray?
总无你那是祈祷两句，上帝都未听你，无替你伸冤咩
？Does this mean that if you pray only two sentences, God will not listen to you？
你得要祈祷至少两点钟，噶是五点钟，噶有功效咩
？So you should pray for 2 or 5 hours. That would be effective.
主啊，到底你讲什么咧
？And Jesus, what do you mean？
其实这段哦是圣经中的一个难题啊。
Actually, this reveals a bit, a crisis point here in this passage.
真侪人无办法了解祈祷。
Many people don't understand what is prayer.
当然，你那是会通五点早起来跪咧祈祷，真好啊。
Naturally, if you can wake up at 5 a.m. and pray, that would be good.
但是保证有功效咩
？But will it be effective?
但是有功效，祈祷吧。
But if there's prayer, if it's effective, then pray.
但是真可怜哦，你逐日安尼款祈祷。然后你无看到功效
，But probably you could have prayed for so long you don't see the results.
上帝啊，到底你是安怎的咧
？You could pray, Lord, what's happening?
你唔是叫我祈祷咧
？Isn't he asked me to pray?
我应该是比别人拢较骨力咯。
I could have prayed more than other people.
然后你开始怪上帝
，And then you start blaming God.
其实上帝插不免插你啊。
In fact, God could have not bothered with you.
因为上帝讲，临主来的时，拄到世上有信德的无
？That's because Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on this earth?
当你真骨力的祈祷
，You could have prayed so fervently.
哇，迫切的祈祷
！You prayed so very much fervently.
你所靠的是什么呢
？And where is your faith?
你是靠你遐尼啊迫切
？Is it because you prayed so fervently?
噶是你靠到的是。主，你为我成就的恩典呢
？Or it's because the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that is your basis.
你有读过周永基写的一本册无
？If you read the book written by Mr. Chu，
周永基啊，赵荣基啊，是韩国的一个牧师。
赵永基，
伊写了一本册叫《四度空间》啊，《The Fourth Dimension》，其中呢。讲了祈祷。
He talked about. He wrote a book on the fourth dimension. One of the topics is about prayer.
真侪人当作伊所讲的是真理啊。
And maybe the people took what he said as gospel truth.
但是对唔住，我无同意啊。
But sad to say, I don't agree.
伊讲你着按上帝祈祷。
He said we are to pray to God.
你着甲讲上帝讲较清楚的。
You are to tell God clearly.
上帝啊，我要一顶车。
You could pray that.Lord Jesus, I want a car.
但是你都跟上帝讲你要什么色的。
But you must tell God the color that you want.
什么牌的。
The brand.
偌侪 CC 的。
How large is the engine capacity?
上帝都会照着你所定的，给你。
And God will give you according to what you prayed for.
然后，伊就引用路加十八章来证明。
And they used Luke chapter 18 as basis.
你那是要求一个丈夫啊。
If you ask for, you'd like to ask for a spouse,
你都跟上帝讲，伊就要偌高嘅。
You ask them, it should be a certain height.
伊唔通超过偌重。
Not so over how many pounds.
伊就要做什么职业嘅
？His work is a profession.
上帝就会替你量身定做一个丈夫给你。
And God will prepare a spouse for you according to your specifications.
当今哦，有真侪奇奇怪怪嘅教导啊。
And today there are many strange teachings.
并且还有人做见证咧，伊安尼看基督上帝成就咧。
In fact, people would witness that according to what he prayed for, God has answered.
你也对哦，安尼看基督啦。
And you would follow.
但是无成就咧。
But then there's nothing happened.
伊讲你基督无够啦。
You would say that you didn't pray enough.
这就要偌济个够咧。
Then how much prayer would be enough?
对唔住，你已经行唔到咯。
And I'm sorry, you're gravely mistaken.
你来到这个坎站，你所靠的是你家己所出的力。
Because at this point in time, what you trusted it is the effort that you put into your prayer.
你所靠的不是信靠那位拯救你的主耶稣了。
Because you did not put your trust in the God who saved you.
所以开头的主耶稣讲这件代志。
So starting in chapter 18.Jesus talked about this parable.
可能你单单看这段咧，你未十分明白。
Probably if you look at this part, you couldn't understand.
然后，亲像耶稣一转，对迄侪仗着家己是义人，藐视别人的，设一个比喻。
And then Jesus turned to talk about those who thought they are righteous and treated others with contempt.
真容易，你只要挖一个看一个，定定有这种人诶。
And it's easy to, if you turn and look around, you can find this kind of people. Probably you don't look around, but look at yourself. It's mentioned here that there are two men who went up to the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. And what is a Pharisee? Naturally, he is an Israelite.
但是这种人呢，伊讲，阮坚守遵行耶和华的律法。
But these people think that they are the chosen to follow the law of the Lord.
安息日袂得行较紧。
So during the Sabbath they can't walk fast.
Slow motion.
They would walk slowly.
你若行较紧呢 ，speeding 就要着罚款。
So if they walk faster, it will超过迄个速度。
你行安尼款，我比你较好，我行骨较慢。
So if you walk slowly, I would walk even slower.
一直到今仔日，你去到耶路撒冷，佫会看到安尼款的人。
Even today, if you go to Jerusalem, you'll see this kind of people.
所以，伊就对别人指指点点。
So they would start pinpointing, criticizing other people.
你为什么安尼款
？Why do you do that?
你干哪行安尼做咧
？Can you do that?
你看我。
Look at me.
耶稣。对这侪人讲
，And Jesus tells these people，
法利赛人徛着自言自语的祈祷
，And this Pharisee standing praying to himself， thinking he's so righteous。
上帝啊，我感谢你。
God， I thank you。
伊虽然哦，嘴是讲上帝啊
，Though his mouth is speaking to the Lord，
但是主耶稣讲，伊是自言自语讲给家己听。
But Jesus tells us that they are speaking to themselves。
上帝啊，你看我袂歹咧。
God, look at me, I'm good.
我才无亲像迄个人哦。
I'm not like that person.
你看，佫较无像迄个税吏啊。
I'm not like that tax collector.
我一礼拜禁食两摆啊。
I fast two times a week.
既然我所得到的拢捐上十分之一咧。
And even what I receive, I give tithe 10%.
上帝啊，你都听清楚咧。
Lord, hear this clearly.
你都记录佮好势哦。
You must record this clearly.
亲像上帝唔知影的。
It's as if the Lord isn't aware of this.
咱的祈祷是唔是安尼款啊
？Is that our prayer?
咱只是讲哦，咱的了不起，予上帝看。
We can say that we are so righteous for the Lord to see.
但是另外一个税吏咧，远远的徛掉。
But the tax collector, he stands far off.
伊连抬头看天拢唔敢。
He would not even dare lift up his eyes to heaven.
伊对着天轻叹讲。
But he beat his breast and said,
上帝啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人啊。
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
主耶稣讲，我甲恁讲，这个人倒去比迄个人搁较算有义啦。
So Jesus tells us, I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other.
因为犯了自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
That's because for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
那要怎样哦，活出安尼款的生命咧？
So how can we live this kind of life?
感谢上帝啊！我唔捌听过有人讲我是上帝谦卑的。
And I thank God I've never heard of people saying I am the most humble.
你那是安尼款讲哦，你应该家己见笑啊！
If you can say this kind of words, then you should be ashamed of yourself. Rather, we couldn't even lift up our heads to meet our Lord.
So, we
join together the first part and the second part to think over this.
Then, now, 真正趣味哦，有人抱着家己的婴儿来见耶稣。
And then there are people who brought their children or infants to see Jesus.
主耶稣是上帝伟大的教师啊。
Because Jesus is the greatest teacher.
因为伊会通用哦，发生在咱中间的物件，转成来教导真理啊。
That's because he can use the occurrences in life to teach the people.
并且合乎当时的情形。
In fact, it is applicable to the present to their situation.
啊，咱就要时常求主，予咱有安尼款的智慧。
And we are to ask God for this kind of wisdom.
当这个人抱着家己的婴儿来见耶稣，要耶稣摸伊。
And as they brought their infants to see Jesus, that he might touch them.
门徒看见就责备迄撮人。
The disciples saw it and rebuked these people.
为什么门徒？
And why would the disciples rebuke these people?
因为伊可能看见因有责任啊，卖予这侪人来吵我的先生啊。
Probably they thought they have that responsibility to keep the people away. They won't bother Jesus.
但是对唔住，伊做唔对啦。
But what they have done is wrong.
主耶稣却叫因来。
But Jesus called them to come to call them to him.
予囡仔来到我家来，唔通禁止因。
Let the children come to me and do not hinder them.
因为伫上帝国的正是安尼的人。
For to such belongs the kingdom of God.
请问囡仔会晓做什么
？Let's ask how can what can the children do?
囡仔无可能会晓啊。
Probably the children don't know anything.
伊只要会晓一项。
But they know only one thing.
无论伊拄着什么困难，甲是需要。
No matter what they face, they could have faced problems. They know how to say daddy.
就够了。
That's enough.
其他的咧，唔是我的问题，是伊的问题了。
Because the problem is not mine, it's my father's.
咱就要学习哦，亲像囡仔。
So we are to learn from the children to be like them.
真侪时阵，咱是觉得我会晓祈祷啊。
Many times we feel that we know how to pray.
我也有祈祷啊
！I know how。
然后，咱亲像法利赛人啊，你看。
We could be like the Pharisees。
但是主耶稣却要咱亲像这个囡仔。
But Jesus wants us to be like the children。
我印象中有一件事哦，我真正会记的。
I remember something clearly, my。
我有一个会友啊，生了一个囝。
I have a church member who had a son。
出世无几日尔咧。
After a few days, the child was born.
然后哦，因为医生啊，喝错药啊。
That's because the doctor prescribed the wrong medicine.
然后这个囡仔都昏迷落去。
And the child fell into a coma.
哇，真正紧急啊
！And the father was so agitated, he's so worried.
可能哦，这个囡仔会无去啊。
Probably they could lose this child.
当然，我拢祈祷啊。
And we all prayed.
其实哦，我迄阵我的心啊已经沉落去。
Because actually during that time my heart has sank.
因为你那是靠知识啊，对唔住，这里无办法救了。
That's because by all medical means, this is a dead case.
但是有一个会友带着一个囡仔哦来看这个 baby 啊。
But a member brought his son to see this baby.
这个囡仔哦，差不多只有三岁呢。
His child is around 3 years old.
但是一只讲一句话嘞。
This child mentioned only one word.
一只看到这个 baby 哦。
As he saw the baby,
伊讲耶稣啊，你得救伊哦。
He said, "Jesus, you must save this baby."
赶紧哦
，Hurry!
我听到这个祈祷啊，我真正感谢主诶。
And as I heard this prayer, I thank the Lord.
七日后啊，这个囡仔恢复正常。
And after 7 days, this baby recovered.
并且完全的正常。
In fact, the baby recovered completely.
我为着这个囡仔的祈祷，感谢上帝。
And I thank the Lord for through the prayer of this little child.
咱时常啊，将祈祷当作写文章啊。
Oftentimes we use prayer as if writing a novel.
然后你也好讲真长真侪话啊。
And we could say so many words.
但是讲了后咧，请问头先伊讲什么，你可以记无
？And let me ask you.After so many words have been said and prayed, do we still remember the first word that he said?
咱真侪是有嘴哦，无心的。
Oftentimes we have the mouth, but we don't have the heart.
每一摆有人祈祷的时，我总是真注意听。
Oftentimes when somebody leads a prayer, I would listen intently.
头先带领诗歌的时，祈祷几摆你会记袂
？Do you remember how many times we prayed before during the sing speak?
到底祈祷的内容到即阵你阁会记袂？
Do you still remember the theme of the prayers?
你只要会记一句，可能就真正足够了。
Probably if you can remember one word, then that's enough.
主耶稣讲，让囡仔来到我家，唔通禁止因。
Jesus said, "Let the children come to me; do not hinder them."
但是咱时常啊，主以为是啊。
Oftentimes we think that we are so all knowing.
然后看袂起别人，将伊当作囡仔。
We look down on other people, thinking they are small children.
结果咧，伫上帝国嘅，正是安尼款嘅囡仔。
And actually, in the kingdom of God, we should be like these children.
主耶稣讲：我实在甲恁讲，凡若要承受上帝国嘅，若无亲像囡仔，断袂通入来。
And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Isn't that we are told to be in Ephesians to grow?
当然，咱就要追求啊，在知识上啊，长大。
Naturally, we are to strive for to increase in knowledge.
咱的信心啊，就要更加大。
And our faith has to grow stronger.
但是，当你知识更加多，信心更加大的时，你更加应该亲像囡仔。
But as you grow more in the faith, in your knowledge, we must be more like the child.
更加只是依靠主的恩典呢。
A trusting faith in God, trusting in His grace.
哦，这个不容易哦。
And this is not very easy.
你真正灵命长进是什么意思呢？
What do we mean by having a spiritual life, a spiritual maturity?
你应该是真有知识。
You could be grown. You must have learned, you must be knowledgeable.
你也应该真有智慧。
And you must also have wisdom.
但是当时咧，亲像囡仔。
But then you are to be like a child.
啊，我相信这个是灵命的高峰啊。
And I believe this is a high point of a spiritual life.
然后马上有一个官来找耶稣。
And immediately a ruler asked Jesus.
伊就问耶稣。
He asked Jesus.
良善的先生啊。我应该做什么事，才会通承受永生
？The ruler asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
伊所问的甲第十章迄个律法书啊，差不多啊。
And what he asked is like the lawyer who asked Jesus in chapter 10.
你有注意到无啊？耶稣时常啊，对问题伊无马上回答。
Have you noticed that Jesus doesn't answer the question face to face?
伊反问啊问题啊。
he poses another question.
对这个律法书啊，一问律法讲什么呢？
To the lawyer, Jesus asked him, "And what does the law say?"
对这个官，伊讲你为什么称我是良善呢？
And to this ruler, Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good?"
良善的先生啊。
A good teacher.
先生是人。
Teacher is a man.
耶稣讲，除了上帝一位以外，无国再有良善的。
Jesus said, "No one is good except God alone."
你要将这两项放最顶啊，是矛盾的。
So if you put these two things together, it sounds contradictory.
你那是要称我是良善的。
Because if you want to call me good,
我应该是上帝啊。
I am God.
我不可能是先生啊。
There's no way Jesus is a teacher.
你那是称呼我先生，我不可能是良善的。
So if you call me a teacher, there's no way I can be good.
所以有时咱讲话，某位人是好人。
Oftentimes you say people is he's a good person.
其实这个也唔对的咧。
Actually, this is also a misnomer.
因为伊那是好的，伊唔是人。
Because if he is good, he is not a human being.
伊那是人咧，伊无可能是好的。
Because if he is a human being, there's no way he can be good.
咱人难咧爱讲好话，咱讲好人。
We like to speak good of people. We say a good person.
因为你心中想我，我家己是好人的。
That's because you could have thought inside you that I am a good person.
主耶稣用问题回答伊。
And Jesus asked him with a question.
伊讲诫命你是会晓的，未得奸淫，未得杀人，未得偷窃，未得做假见证，要孝敬父母。
So Jesus told him, "You know the commandments: Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother."
你有注意到？主耶稣将这个十诫的秩序啊颠倒了。
You notice that Jesus changed the order of the commandments.
头四诫是对上帝。
The first four commandments is toward God.
耶稣无提。
Jesus didn't mention about the first four commandments.
佫落来的六条是对人的。
And the next six commandments tells us of our relationship with people.
但是对人的头一条是要孝敬父母。
And the first of these six items tells us of our relationship with our parents.
主耶稣亲像挑工哦，放在后面。
And Jesus posed this on the last part at the end.
迄个人讲，即些我对谁拢遵守了。
And the ruler said, "All these I have kept from my youth."
这个是法利赛人的思想。
And this is the thinking of the Pharisees.
伊将律法的要求降低。
He lowered the standard of the commandments.
加加吼，伊有办法遵守。
He dropped the standard of the commandments so that he can observe this law.
但是主耶稣将这个律法的要求提高。
But Jesus raised the standards of these commandments.
让咱看到话，咱无可能遵守。
So when we see that there's no way we can obey all these commandments.
但是这个人讲，这些我对谁拢遵守了。
But this man said, "All these I have kept since my youth."
耶稣听见了。
And when Jesus heard this,
伊讲你阁欠少一项。
He said to him, "You still lack one thing."
就变卖你一切所有的本乎敬人，就必有财宝在天顶，你阁要来跟对我。
So Jesus told the ruler, "You sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
伊听见这个话就真忧愁，因为伊真富足。
But when this ruler heard these words, he became very sad because he is rich.
耶稣看见伊就讲。
Jesus, after seeing this person, said this.
真趣味哦。
This is very interesting.
你读圣经唔通读个空义嘅。
Let's not fall asleep while reading the Bible.
你就要亲像看电影呢款来看。
We must read the Bible as if watching a movie.
二十二节讲耶稣听见啦。
So in verse 22 tells us that Jesus heard this.
24節講耶穌看見啊。
In verse 24 tells us that Jesus saw what had happened.
到底有什麼不同呢？
And what is the difference?
耶穌看這個人哦，可能離開了。
Probably Jesus saw this man leaving.
然後伊就講啊。
So Jesus said,
有錢財的人入上帝的國是何等的艱苦啊。
So how difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.
骆驼穿过尖的目，比财主入上帝的国更容易嘞。
Because it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.
咱中间真侪有钱的人，你会烦恼未
？Among us, there are so many rich people.
我有一个朋友哦，伊真有钱的。
I have a church member who is well blessed, who is rich.
伊有一日哦，真晚了来找我。
And one day he came to see me.
并且伊真只烦恼啊。
In fact, he was very worried.
伊讲牧师啊，我实在无把握啊，我会得救啊。
He said, Pastor, I have no confidence that I can be saved.
因为耶稣按你款讲啊，我有什么希望呢？
That's because after hearing these words of Jesus, how can I be saved?
伊讲叫我变卖所有的，我无可能做会到啊。
Because Jesus tells me to sell all that I have, there's no way I can do it.
我若真正要安尼做哦，我牵手嘛无帮我耍。
Even if I should do it, I can do all this, my wife would not allow me.
啊，你看我要怎么继续做基督徒呢
？So how can I continue being a Christian?
到底这段经文哦，要安怎解释呢
？So how are we going to interpret this passage？
啊，你对圣经的要求哦，你未得啊，拣一挂哦，你介意的来遵行。
But through the Bible, we cannot choose verses that we like and follow it.
然后你觉得无什么理由的哦，你该放一边。
And those that we don't agree with, we just put it aside.
但是到底主耶稣讲什么呢
？But then what did Jesus say？
所以你那是对第一节一直看到这哦。
So if you look from starting at verse 1 up till this point,
你那是搁掠掉这一章的主题啊。
And if you put in mind the theme of this passage,
你就会开始来明白了。
You can start understanding.
你最最基督当然真好。
Naturally, it's good for us to pray more.
但是入天国哦，唔是靠你的基督嘞。
But to go to heaven is not.According to your efforts, to your prayers.
你就要亲像一个囡仔，你才有办法入天国。
That's because you are to be like a child that you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
入天国不是靠着你的财产的。
Because in going to heaven, it's not according to your wealth.
那你要怎样做呢
？And then what are we to do?
主耶稣真趣味啊
！And this Jesus said, "This is very amazing."
伊应该是看到这个离开的财主啊。
Probably looking this, he saw this rich ruler who left.
伊讲财主入天国啊，实在是艰苦啊。
So Jesus said, it is difficult for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.
伊讲骆驼穿过尖的目，比财主入天上帝的国更容易啊。
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person.To enter the kingdom of God.
其实归其讲哦，无可能啦。
That's because there's no, it is not possible.
你知影什么叫尖目无
？Do you know the eye of a needle?
你天山啊，一个尖，尖有一个尖目，你将线穿过去。
It is a small hole in the needle where we put the thread.
你捌看过骆驼无
？Have you ever seen a camel?
你知骆驼有偌大只
？You know how big is a camel?
骆驼啊，骑起来啊，应该有咱三倍人的高啊。
When the camel stands up, he is 3 times of our height.
和你全世界上大只的针嘛。
Even if you can produce the largest needle in this world.
拄啊只出世的骆驼囝啊，本无办法装个。
And even a newborn camel, there's no way the camel can go through the needle.
有人安尼款解释个。
Some people would explain it this way.
因为骆驼哦，甲兽啊、肉啊，这两个字哦，在原文希腊文啊，差一个 alphabet 一个字母。
That's because in the original manuscript, the word camel and rope, there's only one letter differing between the two.
Then our Jian Mei Bak Ah, Ga Xia Meng Oh, Shui Xia Meng Ah, Ah Cha Jie Li Wu.
And the same way, it is also the same with the smallest gate in the city, and unwind the rope, we can put a thread through the needle.
然后这个城门哦，日时啊，城门就大开。
And during daytime, the gate of the city is open.
但是天暗咧，这个大城门就盖起来。
And at nightfall, the gate is closed.
但是有一挂人哦，想换个到这个城。
But some people would arrive at the city quite late.
伊要怎入城咧？
How can they enter?
哦，这个大门边头咧有一个小的城门。
That's because there's a small gate beside the big gate.
啊，你若去过伯利恒啊，你就知影哦，这个小城门是怎样的。
So if you've been to Bethlehem, you can see this is the small gate.
然后那是有人咧晚到。
And if some people could have arrived late,
伊这个骆驼咧都无办法入去了。
So there's no way for the camel to enter.
所以伊就要叫骆驼屈落来。
And they've asked, they would get the camel to kneel down.
将顶面的财米啊，提落来。
They would unpack the baggage from the camel.
然后将这只骆驼啊，渡过这个小城门。
And they would push the camel through this small gate.
然后你再将这个财米啊，提入去。
And then bring in their goods through the small gate.
所以你若是要带着真侪财米咧，你就艰苦入天国。
So if you brought so many goods.It is hard for you to enter the kingdom.
啊，但是我无接受安尼款的解经啊。
But then I don't accept this kind of explanation.
因为你若是要接受哦，你就要先接受啊，圣经有错误。
Because if you're going to accept this kind of explanation, you would also accept that there's an error with the Bible.
但是到底主耶稣要讲什么呢？
But then what is Jesus trying to tell us?
其实真正简单的。
Actually, it's very simple.
你那是要靠财米入天国，这个是不可能的。
Because if you're going to trust in the riches, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你个欠少一项。
You lack one thing.
到底多一项呢？
And what is it?
是十诫头一诫。
And that is the first commandment.
你得敬拜独一的上帝。
You must worship the only Lord.
当一个人将钱财来代替这位独一的上帝，你大唔对啦。
That's because if we use riches to replace the only everlasting God,then you're gravely mistaken.
听见的人就讲哦，你什么会通得救咧
？So those who heard it said, then who can be saved?
耶稣就讲，在人所未得的事，在上帝却会得。
And Jesus said, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
当咱听上帝的话语的时咧
，and as we listen to the word of our Lord，
你就要一边听一边思想。
As we listen, we are to reflect, to think，
并且你就要问问题啊。
And you are to ask questions。
所以当时听到的人就安尼款反应啊。
So that was the response of the people at that time。
安尼什么会通得救咧
？So then, who can be saved？
然后主耶稣讲了一句真出名的话。
So Jesus said one a very noted word.
在人所未得的，在上帝却会得。
What is impossible with man is possible with God.
我相信这句经文啊，是上帝一最五应的经文啊。
And I believe this is a passage that was often misquoted.
咱会通将这个经文啊，刷去别个情形啊，然后都引用这个经文。
We can use this passage to apply in other situations.
有人病个就要死啦。
Some people could have been on the sick bed.
医生讲无办法啦。
According to the doctors, it is hard for him to recover.
然后咱来话亲像比医生较了不起嘅。
So when we come, we could be like, we think that we are more better than the doctor.
人所未得的事，在上帝得到一点。
We would say, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
哇，然后咱祈祷。
So we pray.
但是病人死了。
But the patient died. He passed away.
圣经嘅话，无可能会唔对嘅咧。
And actually, what the Bible has said.It always happens.
不对的是你引用不对的圣经。
The error here is that we use the wrong passage.
到底这句话是讲什么呢？
So what is this passage trying to tell us?
这句话是指着救恩。
This passage is talking about salvation.
无一个人会通靠家己来得着救恩。
That's because nobody can trust in their own efforts to be saved.
但是当人无办法的时候，上帝却
But if when with man it is impossible, but with God it will happen.
So, 阿未信主的人可能以为讲，我做好事，我就应该会通上天堂。
So, for those who haven't believed in Christ, they thought if I do good deeds, then I can enter the heaven.
信了主的人可能以为讲，我有基督啊，我够有奉献哦。
And for those who have believed in Christ, they thought I even give tithes. I believe in God.
主耶稣要跟我们说，对不住，这些拢不是你入天国的理由啊。
But Jesus tells us this cannot be reasons for us to enter heaven.
但是这位上帝却会得。
But we can know this thing.
彼得就讲话了。
And then here comes Peter.
彼得特别真爱讲话。
And Peter likes to talk.
并且伊成功。
In fact, he said the first word.
伊讲看啦，阮已经。放落家己所有的军队里啦。
So Peter said, "See, we have left our homes and followed you."
这无亲像这个债主啊，减少一项啊，伊都做未到。
And we're like this ruler who lack only one thing.
但是主耶稣怎讲呢
？But what did Jesus say?
我实在甲恁讲，人为上帝的国放落房厝，佮是妻子弟兄、父母、囝儿。
And Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God. Who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come, eternal life. Do not think more highly of yourself. Oh, I have already given myself.
哇！我牺牲来服侍主。
I sacrifice many things for our Lord.
拜托的唔通用安尼款的理啊。
Let us not use this kind of logic of reasoning.
无一个人会通讲我牺牲来服侍主啊。
Nobody can say that I sacrifice for our Lord.
主耶稣上十字架咧，圣经本无讲是牺牲啊。
In fact, when Jesus died on the cross.The Bible doesn't mention this as a sacrifice.
圣诗安尼写哦，对唔住写唔掉咧。
And that's it. The hymns could have written this way. It is wrong.
什么叫做牺牲呢
？So what do we mean by sacrifice?
白白死啊，叫做牺牲。
That's it means that to die for nothing.
In vain. Yeah.
To die in vain.
孤弱的动物啊，被献祭啊，迄个是牺牲。
And then in the Old Testament, when they sacrifice an animal, then that is a sacrifice.
但是主耶稣的十字架顶是成了。
But when Jesus died on the cross, he accomplished something.
所以不是白白的死的。
So that is not a sacrifice.
主耶稣应允人哦，你来服侍军队伊，今世得百倍。
That's because Jesus has promised, if we follow the Lord, if we serve him.We will be blessed many times over. Let us not be like Peter. Don't think that I've already given so much, so I'm to be looked up to. You are to remember that this is grace. And then we look at.Verses 31 to 33.
These
few verses seems to be out of sync with the other verses.
但是却是归章的主题。
In fact, this is the theme of this whole passage.
耶稣讲，咱上耶路撒冷去。
So Jesus tells them, "We're going up to Jerusalem."
先帝所写一切书，拢要成就伫人主的身顶。
Jesus said also that everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished.
伊将要被交予外邦人。
He will be delivered over to the Gentiles.
因要创治伊，侮辱伊，配拿伫伊的面顶。
And they will mock and shamefully treat and spit upon.
并且要鞭拍伊，杀害伊。第三日，伊要过话。
And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise.
34节讲这些事，门徒一样也未晓得。
In 34, it tells us that the disciples doesn't understand none of these things.
请问你会晓未
？And I ask you, do you understand?
哇，你那是会晓哦，你比门徒较厉害嘞。
That's because if you understand, you're more better than the disciples.
但是，咱的确有办法比门徒较厉害的。
But we can be more than the disciples.
因为咱伫无相的历史中间。
That's because we exist in a different time frame.
咱即阵离开耶稣上十字架为咱死，伊过话已经过了2000年了。
That's because we live in the time 2,000 years after Jesus has died, he has risen.
特别今年咧，咱要纪念主为咱死最。所设立的圣餐。
In fact, tonight we shall remember the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper of our Lord.
明仔载，咱要纪念主为咱受难。
Tomorrow we shall remember how Jesus died for us.
但是这段经文的规章里面什么意思呢
？But how do it all this combining? Where does us all fit in?
人无办法靠家己来自救。
That's because man, there's no way man can help, can save himself.
但是上帝却有办法。
But with God, this is possible.
一切伊的圣子耶稣来。
God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ.
为咱受尽这些苦难。
To bear all our difficulties, all our sins.
然后呢，伊为咱离世。
And then He will also die for us.
咱只有靠这位主耶稣，咱才会通得救。
And if we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, only in Him, then can we be saved.
但是门徒这样也未晓得。
But the disciples doesn't understand this.
每一摆当有人误会耶稣。
And every time when the people misread Jesus.
唔知影伊所讲的是什么。
They don't understand what Jesus is talking.
耶稣就开痴迷的目睭。
Jesus has opened the eyes of the blind.
所以对第35节开始咧。
So as we look at verse 35.
圣经就记载耶稣开痴迷的目睭。
The Bible tells us that Jesus opened the eyes of a blind man.
咱今日按怎看这段的经文呢
？Today, how do we look at this passage?
咱的属灵的目睭痴迷了。
Our spiritual eyes are blind.
咱看未到这个奇异的恩典呢
？We cannot see this amazing grace.
咱未明白主耶稣的救恩。
We do not understand the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要来开咱的目睭。
And Christ will open our eyes.
当你的目睭和主来开以后咧
，And after Jesus has opened your eyes,
咱就会通看见。
Then we can see.
你够有办法来跟随伊。
And then you can follow Jesus.
你够有可能归荣耀和上帝。
And then you can give glory unto our Lord.
但是今日咧，咱要求你。来俄罗上帝
，But today when we ask you to glorify God，
要求你来跟随上帝
，To follow Jesus，
但是你还未开目睭咧
，But if you're still blind，
你不可能嘅
，There's no way，
你就要先开目睭看到伊嘅恩典
，You must your eyes must be open first to see the grace of our Lord，
但是圣经到这结束咧
，But the Bible end here，
要怎样讲上帝疼爱世间人咧？
How can we say that Jesus, God loved the whole world?
So, 第19章的第一节开始咧。
So we see in chapter 19, verse 1.
就讲到撒该这个有钱人。
It talks about Zacchaeus, this rich tax collector.
救恩临到伊的家啊。
Salvation came to his house.
诶，头先唔是讲债主入天国是何等嘅艰苦啊
？Isn't it? It was mentioned earlier that It is hard for a rich man to enter heaven.
所以这两段你可得要放做阵来思想。
So we are to also to try to connect these two passages.
正人所混恶的税利长。
The person that the people hated, the tax collector.
法利赛人想本想未到，伊有可能得救啊。
And according to the Pharisees, is it possible for this tax collector to be saved?
罗加马上跟咱讲哦，撒该得救啦。
And Luke tells us that Zacchaeus was saved.
所以你看规章的十八章，一直到十九章的头一段。
So when we look at chapter 18 up till chapter 19, verse 1, first part,
只有一个结论啊。
There's only one thing.
你唔通阁靠家己。
Do not trust in your own efforts.
你所要信靠的主耶稣基督。
You are to trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
伊有奇异的恩典。
He has this amazing grace.
你得要完完全全靠伊的恩典。
We are to trust him completely on his grace.
主耶稣来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
That's because Jesus came to save and seek out the lost.
你若是自以为义咧，
but if you think that you are so righteous,
真可能你就将家己放伫救恩的大门外。
Probably you could be outside the gates of salvation.
所以求主帮助咱。
And may the Lord Jesus Christ help us.
今日救恩临到我。
Today salvation has come to me.
哦，这里是一个开始。
This is a starting point.
然后。你讲我早就信主啦。
He could have said, "I believe in the Lord before, long before."
你唔通行倒转哦，靠家己的日子。
Do not backtrack and depend on your own efforts.
你以为我祈祷啊
？You could have thought, "I prayed."
我这个基督徒未歹啊。
I'm a good Christian.
唔是叫你免祈祷。
I'm not telling you not to pray.
但是你就要抓到这一章的主题。
But you are to understand.The theme of this verse, of this passage.
当然咱祈祷。
Naturally, when we pray,
咱奉献。
We give tithes.
咱传福音。
We preach the gospel.
咱更加要亲像一个囡仔来进入天国。
The more we are to be like a child to enter the heaven.
所以奇异恩典。
So that is amazing grace.
除非你会通发出安尼款的声音啊。
If only you can give the You can say this kind of words.
前我失丧。
I once was lost.
当今看见。
But now I see.
真正看见这个救恩。
I see virtually the salvation.
你得救了。
Then you are saved.
咱同心来祈祷。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you.
真多时阵。我唔是靠你，你是靠家己。
Many times we trust in our own efforts, not upon you.
帮助阮真正明白得救是本乎恩。
Help us to understand that many times salvation is grace upon grace.
阮所做未到的，感谢主为阮成就啦。
What we cannot accomplish, you have accomplished for us.
今日阮会通来信靠你。
Today we can come to you. We can believe in you.
阮会通来跟随你。
We can follow you.
阮会通有这个恩幸来服侍你。
And we are blessed to serve you.
完完全全是你的恩典。
That's because actually everything is according to your grace.
帮助阮自卑，将家己倒空空。
Humble us that we pour out ourselves.
求你圣灵来充满。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit.
让阮真做合乎你所应的工人。
That we can be the kind of person that you want us to be.
在恩典中间享受你所应允的富足。
That in your grace we experience the blessings, the wealth that you have promised.
感谢上帝。
We thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.